Georgia Real Estate Headlines. GSCCA Georgia Property Records Search for Real Estate Professionals. The source identifies a Georgia Property Records Search resource for real estate on the GSCCA site. GA real estate professionals can use this search tool to support property-level research directly from a Georgia-focused records portal. Use the GSCCA property search page for quick record lookups during GA property investigations. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Georgia Real Estate Agent Commissions. Calibri Real Estate School City by City Guide. Calibri Real Estate School's guide outlines how much real estate agents make in Georgia and the average commission rates by GA City. For GA real estate professionals, understanding local commission patterns helps with realistic compensation planning and market positioning. Use the GA commission benchmarks in this source as a baseline when reviewing your own earning targets. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Gwinnett County property ownership data gives parcel ownership and value details in GA. Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office provides a property ownership database with parcel-level information, including ownership and property value details. The database supports GA real estate professionals with faster parcel due diligence, valuation context, and client inquiry support before outreach or listing decisions. Use the Gwinnett County Property Ownership Database directly for quick parcel ownership and value checks in GA. Georgia Real Estate Headlines, Georgia Assessors Portal, Central GA County Parcel, Tax, and GIS Access. Georgia Assessors is a statewide portal that links to Georgia County websites for online parcel, tax, and GIS data, searchable by owner, address, parcel number, legal description, or account details, with access to tax digest and assessment resources. For GA real estate professionals, this single access point streamlines due diligence, valuation research, and local market intelligence across many GA counties without jumping between separate county systems. Use the portal when starting a listing or buyer review to pull parcel, tax, GIS, and assessment records directly for the relevant GA county before advising clients. Georgia Real Estate Headlines. Georgia Real Estate Commission Guide, Splits, Payers, and Negotiation Tips. The source outlines the average real estate commission in Georgia, including how commissions are split, who pays them, and how professionals can use tools like commission calculators and salary guides to negotiate better rates. It gives GA real estate professionals a practical framework for understanding expected compensation and protecting earnings in a competitive local market. Use the GA-focused guide to benchmark your current split and fee structure before your next rate negotiation. Georgia Real Estate Updates. Fulton County Board of Assessors Senior Homestead Exemptions auto-apply in GA. In 2025, Fulton County voters approved new senior homestead exemptions affecting Fulton County Schools and Atlanta Public Schools property tax areas, and eligible seniors who already had a basic homestead exemption on file will have the new benefits applied automatically. GA real estate professionals in Fulton County should expect fewer filing steps for eligible senior clients, which can affect property tax conversations and transaction planning. Flag senior prospects who already have basic homestead records on file and confirm automatic senior exemption eligibility before advising on 2025 county tax impacts at ht/fultonassessor.org. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most GA jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context: the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study: is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.